In this lesson, we are looking at unity rituals, memorial moments, and family blessings. These elements can add beauty, emotion, and personal meaning to a wedding ceremony. A couple may ask about lighting a unity candle, pouring unity sand, tying cords, taking communion, honoring deceased loved ones, including children, asking parents to bless the marriage, or blending cultural traditions into the ceremony. A Christian officiant should not automatically reject every personalized element, but neither should the officiant automatically accept every request. The key question is not simply, is this meaningful to the couple? The deeper question is, what does this moment communicate before God, before the witnesses, and before the bride and groom? A unity ritual should not replace the vows. It should support the vows. The covenant promises are the center. Rings, candles, sand, cords, family prayers, and blessings are supporting witnesses. For example, a unity candle can beautifully symbolize two lives joining in one covenant household. Unity sand can help children see that a new family household is being formed. A parental blessing can honor family history and public support. Communion can be deeply meaningful when the couple shares Christian faith and the officiant's church tradition allows it. But each element needs discernment. Some rituals carry spiritual meanings that may not fit Christian worship. Some cultural traditions can be received with gratitude, while others may need to be reframed or declined. Some memorial moments are tender and appropriate. Others may become so emotionally heavy that the wedding turns into a grief service. A memorial moment should honor love without invoking the dead as spiritual participants. We can say, "We remember with gratitude those who shaped your lives and are no longer with us." That is very different from saying, "They are here guiding this ceremony." Christian language should be truthful, tender, and theologically careful. Family blessings also require wisdom. Parents may be invited to bless the bride and groom, but the officiant must not create pressure, manipulation, or public embarrassment. In complicated families, a blessing moment may need to be simplified. Sometimes the wisest phrase is, "All who love and support this marriage may respond, 'We will.'" This is especially important in blended families, remarriages, strained family systems, and chaplaincy settings. A wedding can bring joy, but it can also reveal grief, resentment, divorce wounds, loyalty conflicts, or family pressure. Ministry Sciences reminds us that rituals shape people. A symbol is not just decoration. A public ritual teaches what matters. It can calm anxiety, clarify belonging, honor dignity, and form shared memory. But a poorly chosen ritual can confuse the meaning of marriage, expose private pain, or place emotional weight on people who are not prepared to carry it. The organic humans framework also helps us here. The bride and groom are embodied souls. They come with memory, body, family, grief, desire, faith, and hope. The bride comes as an organic female image bearer before God. The groom comes as an organic male image bearer before God. Their ceremony should honor their whole lives without turning the wedding into therapy, performance, or private spirituality. So when a couple asks for a personalized ceremony element, listen with warmth, then ask, "What does this mean? Does it support Christian covenant? Does it honor scripture? Does it protect privacy? Does it serve the bride and groom? Does it help the gathered witnesses understand Christian marriage?" A Christian wedding ceremony may include meaningful rituals, memorials, and blessings, but they must be ordered under scripture, creation, covenant, and Christ. Personal elements are welcome. Covenant remains central.